Braintree social media pothole campaigner. A crusading Braintree resident has started a Facebook group to help draw attention to atrocious potholes as and when they pop up on roads throughout the county. Daniel Mitchell, 49, is the founder of Page Potholes in Essex, which covers Braintree, Witham, Colchester, Chelmsford and more. The group already has 688 members who take photos of potholes and post their locations on the page when they come across them. Daniel, a Braintree resident of 23 years, then collates this information and every Thursday evening contacts Essex Highways to report each pothole. The conscientious individual, who acts as a pothole vigilante in his spare time, then updates each Facebook post once he has heard back from the authority. Speaking about what inspired him to start the campaign, he said, "My son lived in Witham, and the road he lived on was atrocious. I often drove him around, and I was so wound up. I reported my son's road, and it was resurfaced a month later. I always hear other people say, 'I've hit this pothole,' or something along those lines, so the idea for the Facebook page just clicked. Once I hear back from Essex Highways, whether I get positive or negative replies, I comment on each post and update the member saying, 'This is the outcome.' On average, Daniel sends between 15 to 20 new potholes reports to Essex Highways each week. More than three quarters of the potholes reported on the page have been fixed by Essex Highways. Although Daniel does not believe Essex Highways and Essex County Council are doing enough to solve the pothole issues across the county, he is delighted the page is continuing to grow and have an impact. He says, "It feels great. I'm not just doing it for me, it is for general society. I would like people to be aware of the group by passing on these reports. It kicks Essex Highways when needed." A spokesman for Essex Highways said, "Essex Highways maintains over 5,000 miles of roads. In order to maximise our resources, we have to fix the most urgent issues first. However, all defects reported to us are assessed and monitored by an inspector."